This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Joe Reed. This is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I've had Alan Minskoff with me this week, and we have had such a good time. He has recommended some really terrific books, and I want to know how you're sticking the landing, Alan.
I'm going to be candid. This is, of all the really fun books this week, this is, to me, the most important, and it's one of the best read that I have listened to truly in a long time, and you know I listen to a lot.
I do. So what?
Well, this is Anthony Doerr's new audiobook and novel, Cloud Cuckoo Land, read by Marin Ireland. And I could listen to Marin Ireland read the phone book. There's also a little bit that weaves through it, read by Simon Jones. It's a complex plot with kind of five subplots that weave together. But it is an important book. I mean, it's had extraordinarily good reviews, and for a reason. He goes back in time, you know, to the fall of Constantinople, and some of his characters, you know, follow that plot. He has a contemporary plot of sort of a wrong-headed, domestic terrorist. And then he has a plot to the future where people are living in a spacecraft. So, I mean, he has really pulled out all the stops with this. And she really does overwhelming amount of the narration. And I said in my review, and I think it's important, she slows down dramatically when she pronounces classical Greek, and that is sprinkled throughout the text. And it's just beautiful the way she does it. She's very good with accents, as you know. And, you know, Jones is just fun. He just has a little bit to do, but he's an Englishman, as you know, and he's fun. But this is a mesmerizing listen. One thing I would like to say about this remarkable novel is it's also a pain to libraries and librarians. And that alone is worth our time. It's about books. It's about the history of what libraries have meant and do mean. And I think that people will truly enjoy it. It's a complex plot, but it is so well read and well written. He's also another one who uses language very beautifully, and he expresses people's characters in a remarkable way.
I love his writing. I think he is a just a gorgeous, gorgeous writer. But my question to you, Alan, is, so there are these different stories at different times, and do they remain separate or do they come together, or is that something that we should just discover for ourselves?
I'm going to say they do weave together, because Cloud Cuckoo Land itself is sort of the structuring principle. Characters that, you know, you remember Cloud Cuckoo Land from Aristophanes is that place between heaven and earth where everything goes wrong.
Yeah.
But they do weave together, and even the character who is the sort of wrong-headed domestic terrorist becomes involved in this sort of intrigue of text and where text comes from.
Well, why don't we hear a little bit?
Okay, this is the part. There's a small, you know, Tony Doerr lives here, where I do, in Idaho, and there's a little piece of a small town in Idaho of fifth graders who are actually going to put on a play based on Cloud Cuckoo Land, and this introduces you to how well Marin does her narration.
Okay, this is Cloud Cuckoo Land by Anthony Doerr, read by Marin Ireland and Simon Jones.
The fifth graders cluster against the plywood and snow melts on their jackets and backpacks, and everyone looks at Zeno, and Zeno waits for his breath to catch up with the rest of him. Does everyone remember what it says?
Of course, says Rachel.
Duh, says Christopher.
On her tiptoes, Natalie runs a finger beneath each word. Stranger, whoever you are, open this to learn what will amaze you.
Oh my flipping gosh, says Alex, his donkey head under his arm. It's like we're about to walk into the book.
Oh my God, what an image, what an image.
Wonderful, isn't it?
Open this to learn what will amaze you. That's amazing.
I had to find this in the, you know, because this was a little piece of what the sound sample was, but I thought it was just perfect.
Oh, well, what else is there to say? That's gorgeous. You could put that on so many books, yeah?
You certainly could.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's why this is, it is a love letter to librarians. It really is. And I think he dedicates the novel to librarians. And it's, again, I want to end the week with this thought. For me, there are some works of fiction that actually work better for me when you hear them read, because you hear the nuance of different, you know, of different languages. And she emulates Australian, Italian, English accents, as well as regular narrative style. And then she does this remarkable thing with Greek. And reading that, I think you'd pass it. So this is the kind of work which for me needs that slowing down that you get when you listen. Mm-hmm. So that's my pain to listening to audiobooks.
Yeah, no.
Listen to Anthony Doerr's Cloud Cuckoo Land on audiobook.
I would concur with that, especially with Marin Ireland, who is just so good is the wrong word. I mean, you know, her breath is amazing. The variety of things that she can do and do well.
Her pacing is almost unique. She paces in a way where she slows things down, she speeds them up, and you never are lost.
She's not afraid of a pause.
She really isn't.
Yeah, and that's so important. Okay, that is a great way to end. Cloud Cuckoo Land by Anthony Doerr, read by Marin Ireland and Simon Jones. I always like it when you're on, Alan. Thank you so much.
Oh, and I truly enjoy being with you.
And I will talk to you next month. I hope you have a good one. Support for Behind the Mic comes from Blackstone Publishing, publisher of No Gods, No Monsters. Monsters are real, and they want everyone to know it. In Cadwell Turnbull's acclaimed fantasy novel, narrated by Dion Graham, brought to you by Blackstone Publishing. Behind the Mic is produced by Jessica Lockhart. Robin Witten, Michelle Cobb, Emily Connolly, Sandy Henschel, and Alan Minskoff are contributors. Jennifer Dahl is our editor, and the music is William Ross Chernoff's Nomads Four-Way. And I'm your host, Joe Reed. Good listening.